Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hey, this is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited. So glad to be with you today, working on your financial freedom. I'm really excited today. We have got a guy who planned on retiring at age 67, joined Lifestyles Unlimited, began doing his real estate investing, instead retired at age 50. You got age 67 or age 50? Which do you want to do? Before we get to that, though, I do want to just mention to you, we do have our Wealth and Passive Income Expo coming up September 3rd and 4th. And later on in the show, I'm going to give you free tickets. I'll tell you how to get those. It's real simple. You go online. You don't have to call in the show. It's not a race to see who calls in first and wins tickets. Nothing like that. Anybody that calls in and has the promo code can do that. But I did want to mention that because that is a big deal. It is the largest gathering, in-person gathering of successful real estate investors in the world. But as I said, today I've got Dan Nolan. Dan retired at age 50 instead of age 67. Dan, I'm so glad you came on the show today. Really appreciate that. Want to get to know you first, have our audience get to know you. Tell us a little bit about who you are outside of real estate investing. Where are you from? What is life for you?
Yeah, I'm married with two college-age daughters. I lived in Texas since about high school, and, I love learning and tech and languages and developing a love-hate relationship with golf now that I'm retired.
So you just said you're retired and you have two college-age daughters. Are they in college?
One's in college now and one will be starting in the fall.
So you're retired and they're actually going to college. I mean, that is, I really want to just kind of bring that out because that's a huge deal. I mean, most people save and save and save for college and then they work and work and work for their kids while their kids are going to college. But you're actually retired, you quit working, and you're still able to have them go to college.
Absolutely, and we're able to help them. So that's something that's important to us. My wife homeschooled our children all the way through from kindergarten through 12th grade, and we really believe in their education and want to help them out as much as we can.
That is tremendous. That's tremendous. Well, tell me, what before Lifestyles Unlimited, what were you doing for retirement?
Well, I was doing 401k and had some company stock, I didn't necessarily have the company stock exclusively earmarked for retirement, but it was pretty clear that the 401k by itself wasn't gonna do it.
Mm-hmm. And so, did you do any investing in real estate before Lifestyles?
A little bit. We bought our current house in 2009, and so we kept our old house. We were fortunate enough to be able to do that, and then we ended up renting it out for several years, and right as I was joining Lifestyles, I had a second rental house under contract, and one of the reasons I joined Lifestyles is because I wanted to, figure out am I doing it right, what do I need to do, what do I know that I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And why did you even think about real estate?
I was kind of raised with a good financial role model, and I knew real estate was, just another asset class that, I had a relative that had one rental property that she held for many years, and she enjoyed that, and I knew I could get passive income from that. Not that you get a lot from one house, but, every little bit helps, and so, just the housing prices at the time and the fact that it seemed to be a financial no-brainer if you could afford it, that's kind of how I got interested.
That's great. That's great. And folks, just as you're listening, what Dan is talking about, the big thing about real estate, especially with single family, is you make money in five different ways. You make money with the cash flow, like Dan said. That is after principal, interest, taxes, insurance. You make money with the equity capture. If you buy, the way we teach it, is you buy a property that is at a discounted price, you're going to rehab it, and you're going to capture equity because it's going to appraise much higher after you fix it up. You've got the appreciation. Real estate doubles in value on average every 20 years. You got the principal pay down, and then you've got depreciation. So you're making money five different ways. There's not another asset class that you can do that with. And so how did you discover Lifestyles, Dan? How did you discover Lifestyles? And tell us kind of about your journey from there to the free workshop. I'm assuming you went to the free workshop. I can't remember if you told me you did or not.
Yeah, I did. I don't remember how I found Lifestyles. I mean, I was probably looking around for, you know, just trying to learn on my own about real estate and, you know, what do I need to know? I must have stumbled onto Lifestyles either on the radio or on the website, found that there are these free workshops I could go listen to. And so, you know, I'm hardly one to turn down a free workshop, you know. Like, I'm going to go learn something for free probably. Or we'll see. We'll see if I learn something or if they tell me a bunch of stuff I know already.
That's a tremendous statement. I'm not one to pass up a free workshop. That is a great thing to move you forward. So when you went to the free workshop, what was your experience? Were you cynical as you went in? Were you thinking, where were you mentally, I guess?
I mean, you know, I think I went in with an open mind about, you know, real estate being important and, you know, useful. And, you know, it's like a real thing. It's not like some pyramid scheme or something. And I didn't know anything about Lifestyles, but everything I heard, you know, either matched with what I already knew or I could, you know, verify it independently. Like you say that, you know, real estate makes money five ways. Well, I can go look on the IRS website and say, oh, that's written in the tax code right there. You know, you can do these things with real estate. And
Great. And why don't you just pause right there? And on the other side of the break, we're going to continue with Dan Nolan, who retired at age 50 instead of age 67. Stay with us, folks. We're working on your financial freedom.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money, we'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
David Ruzicka with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Glad to be with you today, working on your financial freedom. I'm talking to Dan Nolan, who retired at age 50. And something he said right before we went to the break, I think is really important for you guys, you folks that are listening, and it's this. He didn't say this part, but I'm going to explain. Nothing that we teach in our free workshop, in our two-day seminar, nothing we teach is secret or new. Everything we teach, you can find for free on the internet. You can verify it on the internet. The principles behind real estate have remained relatively unchanged for the past couple of hundred years. And it's important because what Dan said is when he went to the free workshop, he thought, you know, I can verify. We make money in five different ways. I can go to the IRS website. I can see, yeah, we do make money through cash flow and equity capture and appreciation. depreciation and principal pay down and the tax benefits. It's all real deal stuff. It's not some multi-level marketing scheme. It is just real investing and retiring people in 5 years or less. So with that, I want to go on with Dan. So Dan, you went to the free workshop. Did you go ahead and join the first time you came to the free workshop?
I don't remember if I joined at the workshop or pretty soon thereafter, but I was eager to, you know, it's like, you know, this is doesn't cost very much, you know, I think they were running a special, and I was like, you know, I'm willing to risk, you know, the cost of joining to, you know, try to learn some stuff and have this team available to me that can help me as I figure it out. You know, I mean, they're not going to do it for me, but they'll be there to help me and walk alongside as I need them.
By the way, I think you probably paid $500, right, Dan?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, I paid $740. Right now, if you come to the free workshop, we'll offer you a special. It's $297 for 2 years. It is all live streamed. You go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. And I'm actually teaching one this Tuesday night at 8:30 Central Time. And you can go to freeworkshoplivestream.com and sign up for that. And like I said, I will offer a special during that. That's a two-year membership. And so, Dan, from that, you went to the two-day class. And tell us about that.
Well, right. Like I said, I had had a single family rental under contract that I hadn't closed on yet, and so I wanted to figure out pretty quickly what I needed to do, or if I was doing it right, or if I needed to do something differently, or just have somebody I could ask questions of. And so I actually drove from the Austin area where I live down to San Antonio so I could go to the workshop down there, because that was the next workshop that was available for me. And so I joined up. I listened to, the first day talk about everything about single family, and that was great. And then it was David Fisher teaching that, I believe. And
right.
Then Sunday was multifamily, and you know, I didn't know anything about that, so I was okay. Well, I'll listen. That's what I paid for, so I'll listen to what they have to say. And you know, it was interesting.
And then, Why was it interesting? I was waiting for the follow-up.
it was something I didn't know anything about. I didn't know, you know, somebody like me could, you know, buy into an apartment complex. It just had never occurred to me to do that. And
right.
But, you know, my wife was at home with the kids, and so, I was focused on single family, and so... You know, I didn't give it a whole lot of extra thought, but I, you know, certainly went home on Sunday night and, you know, told my wife everything I had learned. And
right.
We decided that we would both go to the two-day workshop in Austin the following month.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we did.
That's great. That's great. And what were the big aha moments for you during that two-day seminar?
Well, so I would say, first of all, the first rental I had was my old house. We were big Dave Ramsey fans. We paid off our old house, and I knew I could afford to have a property manager manage it for me, even though it was, you know, just down the street. So I kind of looked at what they did, and you know, thought, well, it sounds like I could do that, especially if I've got lifestyles in my corner. I can, you know, ask them if I get stuck, and so I don't really need to be paying them $150 a month or whatever it was to manage that. So that was number one. And there are certainly lots of ins and outs of, you know, how do you make sure that you're using a legal lease to use, and how do you screen people yourself, you know, because if I don't have a property manager, you know, at some point I'm going to have to get new tenants, you know,
right.
And I want to get good tenants. And, you know, there's the two-day seminar really talks about making sure you get good tenants, because that's part of what makes real estate, you know, less of a headache than people think it is.
Yeah, that's the difference between it being a headache and a miserable experience, or being an experience where there's really no work on your part, because we teach you how to rehab the house, how to get it ready so it's you're not having to take calls for repairs and things. And then if you got the right tenants, you don't ever get phone calls. You have no reason to go out there. Just check on it once a year, give them a new lease. That's kind of it. And it really makes the difference between a great, successful experience or a miserable experience. I know that because I had like you, Dan, I had a house, actually became an accidental landlord when we moved out, and the people who were going to buy it ended up only being able to rent it. And it was miserable because I didn't know how to screen tenants. I didn't know how to evict tenants. I didn't know how to deal with tenants who didn't pay on time. And so it was just horrible, which is the complete opposite of my experience after I joined Lifestyles and started buying rent houses. So you've got no property management manager. You don't need to do that, so you're saving money on that. You learn how to lease the house, how to screen people, how to find tenants. What else did you learn at that 2-day seminar?
I didn't know what hard money was. I didn't know how to, you know, look for and buy properties that don't qualify for conventional financing, but can be the most profitable one. And so, you know, fast forwarding a bit, several months later, I did buy one of those properties in San Antonio. And, you know, Lifestyles also gave me the confidence to, you know, buy a property 100 miles away that, you know, that I knew I could do what I needed to do without having to go down there all the time. And yeah. And I still have that house today.
And what year was that you bought that house?
That was in 2013 also. So I joined in early 2013. And bought the second single family, but then, you know, was able to run it more of the Lifestyles way. I bought more of a traditional rental house like you might find if you didn't know about hard money. But then the next one was, it was an estate sale. The lady who lived in it had died, didn't have any heirs, and, you know, kind of had a lot of junk in the house. And so it needed a little work.
Yeah.
You know, got a great price on it, and I was able to get the rehab done, and didn't have to do very much.
That is tremendous. Pause right there. We're going to come back on the other side of break, continue with talking with Dan Nolan, and we're going to talk about his foray into multifamily. Glad you guys are with us working on your financial freedom with Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. You'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex, Irving Convention Center, Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Dell Wamsley. Dell is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Promo code FREEDOM. WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Hey, welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is David Ruzicka working on your financial freedom. I said at the beginning of the show, I wanted to invite you to the expo that is coming up, Wealth and Passive Income Expo, that is coming up this September, September 3rd and 4th, first weekend of September. It's the largest in-person gathering of successful real estate investors in the world. You can, if you buy a ticket, it's going to cost you $97, it's going to be in Irving at the Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas. If you will go to WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com, WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com, and you can use my name, David, all caps, that's the promo code, you get $97 off any pass or package. So the general admission pass is free. You can attend free. It's going to be a great opportunity to connect with successful investors, industry experts, learn how to become real estate retired at any age. You can grow your team. It's just a tremendous, tremendous opportunity to get yourself on your way to accelerate your pace toward financial freedom. So that's going to be September 3rd and 4th. I will say this one more time, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. If you get lost, you can't remember what it is, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. All you got to remember is my name, though, David, all caps, to get the free tickets, okay? So we are talking to Dan Nolan, retired at age 50, was expecting to retire at age 67. And right before the break, he talked about two things. One thing I want to touch on is he had a paid-off house. He went to the two-day seminar, realized that was debt equity, and refinanced that house and used that for investing. Here's the thing. A house that is paid off, that's the big Dave Ramsey thing. Dave Ramsey is great on credit card debt. Credit card debt is stupid debt. It's horrible debt. It's bad debt. But paying off your house is just as stupid. Because here's the thing. Having a house paid off is a worse investment than gold. And I kind of think gold is really the worst investment in the world. It only goes up or down, and it's just a rock. It doesn't do anything. You cannot do like with real estate. You're not going to have any equity capture. You're not going to have any cash flow from that rock. A house is worse, because with a house, you just got a house like a piece of gold that doesn't do anything except that you have to pay taxes on it. You've got to pay insurance on it. You've got to do maintenance on it. Things break down. So it's actually costing you money. You can take that debt equity out of that, deploy that somewhere else. Anywhere else is better. Okay, not anywhere else. But you can deploy that money somewhere else and make money. You want your money working for you. Retiring in 5 years or less doesn't come from making more money. It comes from making your money work for you more effectively. And you do that by getting that money out of that. The other thing Dan said that I really want to go touch on for just a second, I want to ask how he did it just briefly, is he bought a house 100 miles away in 2013 and was able to manage that property as an investment property, make money from it. So, Dan, how did you do that? Just really quickly, explain to us how you did that.
I drove down and met the inspector down there when we were inspecting it, and I bought it, made a plan, and, you know, called up contractors, you know, picked my team to help rehab, and went down to check the progress, you know, which I didn't even have to do necessarily, but it was my first big rehab, so I just wanted to, you know, and I wanted to learn, and I wanted to see the plan in action, and got some tenants in there, and, you know, they... no issues, and, you know, I'm on my third set of tenants in 8 years, so, you know, must be doing something right. People are enjoying it, and it's, you know, did another little rehab on it last time the last tenants moved out to freshen it up a bit, and it's going great.
That is tremendous. That's tremendous. And the thing is, it's even easier now. In 2013, maybe you could FaceTime. I don't know. But I couldn't FaceTime because I don't think I had the right kind of phone. Maybe I did. I don't know. But right now, it is very easy. We teach you in that two-day seminar, live where you want, invest where you need. If you live in a bad market, don't invest in that market. You want to invest in a good market. I was actually here in our Lifestyles office here in Houston a couple months back, and one of my teammates actually bought a house in Texas City. It's only an hour away, but the realtor walked through with the phone. He sent him all the numbers. He bought the house without ever visiting the house. We have a lady in California. She has purchased 10 houses in the San Antonio area, is operating them. She does have a property manager in that case because she's out of state, but has never seen the houses in person. And you can do that when you have a good team. And I know, Dan, you said that was one of the things about the two-day class, this idea of a team. You've got a realtor, you've got a mentor, you've got contractors, you've got all those people on your team that help you operate the property and be successful. So great job on doing that. And tell us how you said you liked the multifamily part when you went to that two-day seminar, but continued with a single family. What kind of triggered you to move toward multifamily investing?
After I attended the two-day seminar, my wife attended as well because, you know, we try to make these big decisions together and be on the same page. And so we got someone to watch the kids, and, you know, grandma came up to watch the kids or whatever. And so we did the two-day, and when they started talking about multifamily on Sunday, my wife is like, we should do this. This is way less work.
So you guys decided...
If your wife tells you to do something, you should listen.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I want to explain to folks what exactly you're talking about, because buying an apartment complex sounds really hard, but that's not what you did, right? You invested passively in the apartment complexes.
Right, right. They said there's the people that, you know, basically find the property and do all the work, and then there's people that just put in some of the money and you know, share in the profits. And I was like, right. Well, that second one sounds like, because I still had my day job, you know. I didn't think I was going to retire at 50.
And so you and that you make money in the sixth way, and that is through forced appreciation. With multifamily, your house is worth what the average house is worth in your neighborhood. With multifamily, it doesn't matter what the apartment community across the street sold for last week. What matters is how much money is your property making. And we have lead investors that have won National Apartment Association awards every single year since 2006. So we've got a deep bench of investors that can help you with that. So your first deal, tell us how did you find your first deal and how'd you get into that?
The key is networking, right? So I started going to the events that they have for multifamily and meeting people and touring properties that people already own, and they show you how they operate it, and you can see what does a before unit look like, what does an after unit look like, and you know, they tell you how they're handling things and really open the books and everything, and so I got to meet a lot of people, and you know, there was some organic networking that came out of that. And, you know, before I knew it, I had all these people I knew, and some of them were looking to buy properties and raise money, and others were looking to contribute money and not do any work. And so it was a great combo. Because of all the networking I had done, I was comfortable enough to give people a sizable cash investment to buy a piece of the pie.
And it's even another level of comfort comes from something that we do with our lead investors. Dale Walmsley set up this whole program to protect the passive investors, to protect people like you and me, Dan, by making sure the lead investors, those investors who are going to find the property and run the property and passive investors invest with, they produce something called a white paper. I'm going to talk briefly more about that when we get on the other side of the break and hear about Dan's lifestyle now that he's retired at age 50. Glad to be with you with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Now a word on retirement from Dale Walmsley.
The average person thought they retire at 59 and a half, 60, then they said 64, then it was 65, then it was 66, then all of a sudden they jump right to 70, 70 is the new 59, 70 is the new 64, then it was, you know, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work in your 80s, or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Hey, welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is David Ruzicka working on your financial freedom. I want to remind you one more time, 8:30 on Tuesday night of this coming week, 8:30 p.m., I am going to be talking for about 90 minutes. I'm going to tell you about how you make money in the five different ways. I'm going to show you some actual examples from case studies of what people have done with their real estate investing, including one couple who in retirement, they increased their net worth by five times. They took a lifetime to build a net worth, joined Lifestyles Unlimited in retirement, began investing, and multiplied their retirement by five times. I'm also going to share with you the six principles that we use to provide for our families and run our businesses. And all you need to do if you want to go to that, it's online, so you can watch it in your pajamas, is go to freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com, sign up, it's free, and you can actually see me in person, which may be a negative, may be a positive. I'm not really sure. But the information will be tremendous. We're with Dan Nolan, and right on the other side of the workshop, we were talking about his passive investing in multifamily. You make money, we talked about in five different ways with real estate, but with multifamily, you can force that property to appreciate. That's how you value multifamily properties, is how much money does the property make, because it is a business. It doesn't matter what the property across the street sold for last month. What matters is how much money does your property make right now. And Dan, you talked about the fact that your wife went to the 2 days. She said, hey, why are we doing single family? We should be doing multifamily. This is easy. We give some money to somebody and we don't have to do any work. And you thought, wow, that sounds like a really good idea. Sounds like a good idea to me too. When you did that, you talked about networking, and that's very important with Lifestyles Unlimited, and you're meeting these lead investors. But you can meet somebody and they can be a snake oil salesman. I mean, there are some people that are really slick at taking other people's money. What did Lifestyles do to help you feel that comfort level where you could give a large amount of cash to somebody to go invest in an apartment community?
Well, just like Lifestyles had a big team there to support me doing single family, I learned that there was a big team supporting leads who are looking for and buying multifamily and operating multifamily. And so I knew that as long as the leads were listening to Lifestyles and following the map that Lifestyles has laid out, we should be in a good position.
You want to tell the people about the white paper?
Sure. So the white paper is a document that Lifestyles put together that guidelines about what people should and shouldn't do, what leads should and shouldn't do, and what passive investors should expect from the leads. A lot of it is common sense stuff. Like, make sure you communicate with, you know, if you're a lead, communicate to your passive, whether it's good news or bad news. Don't hide stuff. You make sure you keep the money for the apartment separate from personal money. And the lead investors commit to following all that. And so it's easier to trust people that, you know, I don't know that well. The more we did it, the easier it was to trust that everybody was following those guidelines.
Yeah. Rules like don't hire your brother who's an accountant to do the plumbing at your apartment community. Give him a big contract. Yeah, and what happened was Del Walmsley looked at what goes on in real estate, and there's a lot of shady stuff that goes on in real estate, and how do you trust somebody, and said, you know, we're going to put together a white paper, and we're going to say our leads are going to follow these rules, and if they don't want to follow these rules, they can't raise money from Lifestyles members. People are people, so it's never 100%, but what a great system to put together so that as you go and begin your investing, you know that there's exactly what Dan said, a team of supporters. One of our multifamily mentors, he's increased his net worth. I'm not going to say his name because what I'm about to say, he has increased his net worth way over 10 times and said having that team, he's got a huge team, a mastermind group of other lead investors. And so even last year during the pandemic, no problems because he's got a huge team of other investors to talk to and say, hey, I've got this problem. And there's going to be somebody in that group has experienced that and knows how to fix it, knows how to take care of it. And so that is the part of the power of having a team like Lifestyles Unlimited working with you. So you begin in doing the multifamily investing. How many deals have you invested in so far? Kind of what's your overall experience been?
Since the end of 2013, when we did our first multifamily deal, we've invested in 28 apartment communities.
28? That is a tremendous number.
Yeah, and we have sold, I know people in lifestyle passive investors who've done twice that. So I would have thought that was a lot when I started, but as long as you got money, there are deals. And so that's really exciting. You know, anytime we sell a property, and we've sold about 11 of those. So in fact, one as recently as last week. And we don't spend that money when it comes back to us. We reinvest that and just try to keep that cycle going.
What is your investment criteria when you go into deals?
I try to look at a lot of different things. I mean, I look at where is it, you know, how many other properties do I have in that area? Have I invested with that person before, or do I know anybody who's invested with that person before? Can I get a recommendation for or against? There's almost always, you know, they're like, yeah, it was great, you know. So, you know, people will do multiple deals, you know, they do one, they're successful, they get another one, a bigger one, they're successful, they'll get another one. And people say, yeah, I invested in the first two, and I like them, and I'm going to do their next deal. And so I just try to meet all the leads and get on all their lists and find out when new stuff's coming out. And thankfully, there's more deals than I have money anyway. So I can pick the ones I like. I try to find something that's got the right type of apartment for what I'm looking for. If I'm looking for more cash flow, or if I'm looking for something that has a lot of appreciation potential, but maybe we don't get cash flow right away. I try to have a mix of those and just look at the year of construction, the number of units and the type of units and all sorts of things.
Yeah, yeah. And you've got a lot of education and a mentor to back you up on that if you need a mentor to talk to along the way. Tell us about your current lifestyle now. You've done all this investing. What are you doing now?
Well, I retired. So I retired. I put in, since I've been in my company 26 years, I put in a 10-week notice in February of last year, right before the pandemic was, had gotten so big here. And I briefly thought, well, should I maybe pause this retirement, giving up my health care during the pandemic? Maybe that's not the smartest idea. But they said, oh, we already posted your job. Have a nice retirement.
So, too late.
I told them I wanted to retire, and they said, all right, you're retiring. And so, been retired since April of last year, and I have taken up cooking. I've lost 55 pounds. I've taken up golf and reading books, and I can't wait to start, doing a bunch of travel.
So you took up cooking and you lost 50 pounds?
Yes, well, those aren't directly connected, but yeah, I mean, I can choose, make healthier choices, or, it's portion control. You can still cook it, right? Just don't eat as much of it or what have you, but...
Yeah, that's exactly why I don't cook. I will eat it all. That's great. That's great.
If you have no self-control, I can't help you.
Yeah, when it comes to food, no, I just keep it out of the house. So that's great. And how did the pandemic affect you last year?
Well, it was an unknown for us, but financially, we're better off than before the pandemic. My net worth continued to grow, and We certainly had our cash flow dip a little bit, but there's this team of people telling everybody how to navigate a pandemic, especially as all the rules keep changing. You have state, federal, and local rules sometimes in conflict,
right.
And all the leads are dialed in and trying to get the latest and greatest advice and of what to do and how to you got people that through no fault of their own lost their jobs, but you got the other people who haven't lost their jobs. You need to keep paying their rent because that pays the salaries of the people who work in the apartment and the contractors who fix the apartment. And it just doesn't go to my margarita fund. It would pay a lot of people with that money.
Right. That's great. That is great. You may not know this, but we actually had more apartment deals close last year than in any previous year. So people are still doing the investing. They're still moving forward. And so I want to encourage you folks that are listening, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com, sign up for the workshop. You've heard Dan Nolan, retired at age 50 instead of age 67. You may be closer to retirement than you think. Just remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a great rest of the day.
For listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.